Show. Hello.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's P1 Boston.
How are you?
Hey, I wanted to let you guys know that I know it's my fault for waiting so long, but I went out to rent the Lord of the Rings for tonight.
Uh-huh.
And every store and every Blockbuster or whatever in Oceanside is completely rented out of the Lord of the Rings.
In Oceanside?
Oh,
it's impossible to get it right now.
Boston Rob, one thing I'm going to put you... Thank you for the call. One thing I'm going to put Boston Rob on is I want you to go in the other room at some point and start calling around and finding out where we are with that. I'll be interested to find out.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, to start calling Blockbusters, Hollywood Videos, start calling those places and finding out if they have copies of Lord of the Rings and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Those are the movies we're going to watch tonight starting at 10 o'clock. Now, we are 2 hours away from watching Lost. And we're going to be doing our big Lost viewing party.
Yeah.
Or are we going to be doing a Lost viewing party?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
That's right. So, now, I guess we need to let a couple of listeners win the opportunity to come in here and do that with us.
Oh, to watch Lost?
Am I right? And to watch the other one.
Nice.
All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to clear out some phone lines here. Clear out some phone lines. Give me a call right now, 570-1053. Call me right now at 570-1053, and you're going to answer a trivia question about the Mikey Show. Only true P1s will be allowed to watch Lost with us at 9 o'clock in the studio and watch the movies with us a little bit later.
Awesome!
You got to be a good person, man. We don't want any yahoos coming in. Mikey Show, who's this?
This is Alan. P1 Alan.
Alan, how old are you?
21. It's just a real quick question off the subject of what you guys were going over right now.
Go ahead.
Earlier, we dropped off some new energy drink, MDX.
Yeah, we got it, man.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
Right on. I was wondering if you tried it.
Haven't tried it yet, and the reason for that is I can't start drinking stuff that will boost my energy until later on because I'll come down. I'll crash from it.
Right on.
But okay. I will try it later on.
Yeah, that's for you guys. I knew you guys were going to need it later on.
All right, thank you.
Take it easy.
Appreciate it. Mikey Show, who's this?
Hey, Mikey, it's P1 Mike, otherwise known as Mario Batali's groupie, man.
Ah.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Are you calling for the opportunity to come and hang out while we watch Lost?
All right, get this. I heard it, and I was calling.
You're already calling.
You know, I'm a realtor. I got to take a listing tonight, man.
That's okay, dude. I got to take more calls, though, bro, okay?
All right, take it easy, buddy.
Thank you, man. Mikey Show, who's this? Mikey Show, who's this?
There you go.
Mikey Show, who's this?
This is Crystal. P1 Crystal.
All right, Crystal, are you calling for the opportunity to watch Lost with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I am going to ask you a trivia question about the Mikey Show. If you can answer it correctly, you can come in and watch Lost with us, okay?
Okay.
I need you to tell me what a P1 is.
A P1 is someone that calls in. They listen exclusively to the Mikey Show. They do not cuss, and they put down the radio, and they straight to their point.
That is correct.
Bravo.
That is correct, Crystal. I need you to hang on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Ashley, you need to let her know where she needs to be and what time to watch Lost, okay? Should we take somebody that will watch Lord of the Rings with us?
Sure.
Now, remember, if you're going to watch Lord of the Rings with us, you got to be available from 10 o'clock at night to well over midnight.
Yeah,
that movie is how long? 2 hours and 30 minutes long, approximately?
Yeah, it's over 2 hours.
Yeah. Mikey Show, who's this?
Steve, who's this?
This is Mikey.
What's up, bro?
Why are you calling, bro?
To talk. I heard you all day, man. I'm driving around all day.
Well, that's wonderful, dude.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. You got to know why you're calling.
Mm.
Mikey Show, who's this? All right. Mikey Show, who's this?
Hey, this is P1 Chris.
Chris, how are you?
Great.
Why are you calling?
Hey, I want to tell Mikey that he has a great show right now.
Thank you.
And I want to pledge $25 to, are you guys going to do a review on this?
Who's this?
This is P1 Brandon.
Brandon. Brandon, why are you calling?
I want to come in and see Lord of the Rings with you.
All right. How old are you?
21.
All right. You got to answer a trivia question about the Mikey Show.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bobby Kernels. I need you to name for me the two women on the Mikey Show.
That'd be Sky and Ashley.
You are correct. You have just won the opportunity to watch Lord of the Rings with us.
Awesome.
And you can bring a car.
Yeah.
You can bring one person with you.
Cool.
All right. Need you to hang on the line. Ashley will give you some information.
Sure.
I will now taste what I already know. And that is...
This is good.
That the strip club located in the Gas Lamp, and it is not a strip club in the way that you think.
You know the food's good. It is a restaurant. When Eddie takes a bite and then he shakes his head like, you know.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's so good, I can't even acknowledge how good it is.
Oh, that's good. Dude, did he give you some mac and cheese?
I haven't tasted it.
Holy crap.
It's like you're offended by how good it is.
Yeah, I am.
It's like it makes you angry.
Oh, hello.
What?
Oh, I got a voicemail. Sorry.
I had two.
It bringed. I think I may have some friends.
How many?
Outside.
You know how many emails I got?
How many?
238. P1 Trixie?
Yes?
Would you like to try to win the chance to come in and watch the Lord of the Rings with us?
Absolutely.
All right. You need to answer a question about the show.
Okay. I'm new in town, but I love you and I'll try.
Have you been listening to us?
I've been listening to you for 2 months.
All right. Eddie, do you have a question for her? If you don't, I do. You've got your mouth full.
I got my mouth full.
All right. How many hours is the marathon we are currently embarked on?
Oh, my gosh. 28?
You are correct.
Yeah.
You,
that's awesome.
You are correct, Trixie. All right, now, can you be down here at 10 o'clock at night?
Absolutely, I'll be down there.
All right, now, let me put you on hold, and Ashley will give you the information.
Thank you. You're awesome.
You are. Hang on. Mmm. Eddie. This is unbelievable.
It's outrageous.
You know what? I was telling Russell about this place. Took him to eat there. And let me tell you about the mushrooms that they have. Now, the Gaslamp Strip Club is located on 5th. It's right next door to Dick's Last Resort.
And we should say, like, the key to this place is you cook your own steak.
Yeah, that is the extremely cool part about it. And Bobby Kernels, when you get a chance, can you get me a decaf or a caffeine-free Diet Coke?
Yeah.
The cool thing about it is you take a bunch of friends there. It looks like an upscale restaurant and bar, like a hopping bar, man, going off kind of bar. In a really nice restaurant, and people go in there, and you cook your own steak. They bring you the meat. You go stand in a community style, which is fun. People are having a good time laughing, joking around. And then you order these sides. And the sides are absolutely fantastic. I don't mean to be rude, but we are going to... I don't want to eat in your ear, which we have been doing, but we do have to eat dinner. So I'm going to play some stuff, give you an example of what the Mikey Show's all about. This is something that we do on the show. It is called Tyrone and Tortilla. All right, that is the sound of the Tyrone and Tortilla Show. Now, that is our alter egos. I am a black man in Tyrone and Tortilla.
I am a Latino.
Yes.
A tortilla.
And what we do is we get these people that call up and they want to be interviewed, and we do like a reverse practical joke on them because they're calling us instead of us calling them. And they think that they're on a real show, but they're not. They're getting us playing the roles of Tyrone and Tortilla. And we jack with them. And we paint them to be racist when they're really not. And this one's great. Like, this guy, this is like almost the most perfect situation to be able to do this. This guy's name is Stephen Mordell. He's holding on the line. He can't hear us right now. So what is this guy, Eddie?
He's written a book about how NASCAR is like integrating into America. It's not like a redneck sport anymore.
Right. Which is awesome. Because, I mean, that's the perfect victim for Tyrone and Tortilla. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hello. Is this Stephen Mordell?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Steven, thank you for coming on the show. My name is Tyrone.
Mi amo Tortilla.
And that means my name's Tortilla, and together we are the Tyrone and Tortilla Show. Welcome to the program.
Check it out,
thank
man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, now listen. This man has written a book called The Changing Face of NASCAR, How Middle America Became Stock Car Fans.
That's right.
And now, let me ask you, Stephen Mordell, what makes you such a friggin' expert on NASCAR?
Well, first of all, I'm a big fan of NASCAR. And second of all, I tend to look at NASCAR in a different way than most people.
Yeah. Now, is it true that the only black race car driver in NASCAR was a man by the name of Willie T. Ribbs?
Yes, that is in fact true, except he was a racer in the truck series.
Now, was that some sort of racist name dreamed up by Whitey? I mean, where was Boxcar Bobby Big Lips? Was he ever in any of those series? What about Willie T. Watermelon, Shoeshine Leroy Smith? How come, why he be called Willie T. Ribs? I mean,
that's Manny Jumpy Bean.
Yeah, that's rude.
Well, that was his actual name. I mean, I understand what you're getting at, but...
Steven Burrito.
Yeah. How come they don't have, Tortilla wants to know, what about Steven Burrito? That's just racist.
Yes, that would be racist, but that was in fact his true name.
Uh-huh. Now listen, you know how at the dog races, the greyhounds all chase a mechanical bunny around the track?
Yes.
Is it true when NASCAR first started out, the drivers chased a mechanical black man in overalls?
No, that is not true at all, and please do not be...
You're saying that is not true?
That is not true.
No, okay, all right. Well, I stand corrected.
Doctor!
Go ahead, Tortilla.
I heard you said there are no Mexican drivers in NASCAR because they can't fit their entire families in those kind of cars. Why would you say that?
Did I say this in my book?
Yeah!
Absolutely not.
You're a racist.
I thought you did. Now, let me ask you. We're talking to Stephen Mordell, expert on NASCAR. He says it's not just a redneck sport anymore. He says everybody be watching NASCAR.
Well, that's right. Hey. Actually, there's a great cross-section of America right now that appreciates NASCAR as being cross-cultural.
Let me ask you, Stephen Mordell. I know some of the NASCAR sponsors. What do you got, Tortilla? Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
You got your...
Viagra.
Yeah, Coors Light. Viagra, you got, what's the name of the beer, the other beer? You got Busch Beer as the sponsors. When you gonna have the Colt 45 Ford or the Cavassier Chevrolet integrate more black things in? How come there ain't no Jerry Curl Mobile out there? How come there isn't more black sponsors?
Yeah, that may have been true before, but NASCAR now accepts all kinds of drivers.
I haven't seen no Kentucky Fried Chicken Dodge.
Well, you may be
the Jose Cuervo Ford.
Yeah, Tortilla. See? Tortilla gets it. Hey, is it true that NASCAR actually stands for Negroes are steering clear of auto racing?
That is not true.
No. That's not true?
No.
Hey, vato.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why aren't there more Mexicans in the pits? We can take tires off of cars faster than you crackers.
Yeah. That's what Tortilla said.
Well, there is people of every race in the pits. And, you know, for the reason that they're good at what they do, everybody has a special skill. And that's what makes the pit crews, you know, as talented as they are.
We're talking to Stephen Mordell. He's the author of The Changing Face of NASCAR, How Middle America Became Stock Car Fans. Now, let me ask you, why is it that on the black and white checkered flag, there's more white checkers than black checkers? Hmm?
Good point.
Jack Blackhead. True.
Yeah, there is. I counted. I have a question.
Yes?
How is one able to maneuver tight corners while peering through a pillowcase with two holes cut in it? You should know, Dr. Houseboy.
Well, nobody is allowed to wear a pillowcase while driving, and I don't think that anybody would, even if they were.
Hey, Professor Carr.
Go ahead, Tortill.
I once drove in a NASCAR race.
Really?
Or maybe I was chasing down somebody in my apartment parking lot. I can't remember. I was too methed out.
Yeah, Tortilla says he was too methed out. We're talking to a guy who knows about NASCAR on the telephone. Hey, let me ask you. When you're changing your oil, how do you avoid getting all those grease stains all over those nice white sheets? Hello? Thank you.
Tortilla? Hey, Tom.
Go ahead. No, his name's Steven.
Oh, it is.
Steven Mordell, NASCAR man.
Tom.
Go ahead.
Want to know what Dale Earnhardt says about race relations in your sport?
I probably Nothing already he's know. Dead. But
yeah, come on. He hit the wall, dude. He ain't alive. Okay, hello. Hey, when driving, how do you keep your hands at 10 and 2? Or do you prefer to hang them high? That's a joke, like, you know, a lynching joke.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Good one.
Anyway, Tom. Sorry, Stephen Mordell. Are you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm still
How
there.
Is it even possible?
What?
Let me ask you, Tortilla. Can what? I ask you something,
Sure.
Tortilla? How do these people end up staying on the phone?
They like us.
Yeah. I mean, the man clearly been insulted. Is it because you're just trying to sell your book at any cost, Stephen Mordell?
Sellout.
Yeah, you're a sellout.
Typical Whitey.
No, but I would like to dispel any inaccuracies that might be stated about my book. So I understand.
Well, thank you, Stephen Mordell, for coming on the air. You've been boring. Hey, one more question before we let you go. What do you call a black person in NASCAR?
What do you call them?
A race car driver, you racist! What's your problem? Like,
figure
what,
it out,
yeah,
man.
Like they're going to have a different name just because they in NASCAR? Please.
Thank you for having me.
Negro, please.
That dude's so mad
right,
at us.
Thank you, Dan.
Peace out, man.
Peace out.
Dude's so mad at us because we played that one again. I didn't realize I was playing that one a second time. I got to have her take him out.
I just told her to switch him out.
Take him out. God, I messed up. Oh, that's fine.
Hey, man, yeah. Funny's funny.
Yeah,
yo.
I hadn't played it for a long time. Clint is hanging out with us. Clint, how are you?
I'm great, man. I am loving the show. I've been listening off and on since probably about 7:30 this morning.
We're on hour number 13. Wow. 13 hours, 21 minutes.
Did you hear me do my football interview, Clint?
I did.
How weird is
liked
that?
It a lot.
Isn't that weird?
It's just...
Will Demps.
It's weird to hear, you know, just how you guys... I don't know how you guys are doing this, because I... No matter how much you have planned or whatever...
Right.
It's just, how do you keep your head from just wandering off to, like, look at all the pretty colors?
Well, I do start doing that pretty soon.
That's when it gets really funny.
Yeah. When it's real weird is tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
When we've been on for 24 hours, it gets real weird because we're punchy, man. We get real punchy.
I mean, we got, like, celebrities calling in tomorrow morning and stuff, and they're not going to know what hit them. It's going to be so awkward.
It's going to sound real strange. But the strange thing is, man, you consider what you do in a day. I mean, if you can sit, but at 7:20 at night, first of all, 7:20 on a Wednesday night is an AA meeting that I'm usually at. But when I think about the things that I've done already leading
I've been
up.
I've washing the boys.
All right, Eddie.
Scrub a scrub a scrub a scrub.
Okay, dude. Thank you. I'm just saying, you know,
the
you.
Old wire brush.
Got it, Eddie. You don't
Gotta
have
get him good.
You don't.
Sean,
dude.
You know what I'm talking about, huh, buddy?
I think I do.
Yeah. Sean actually helps me.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Learning something new, huh?
How's that?
Well, he pours milk all over my body first. We get all lubed up.
What does the milk do for you?
Look at me.
He cleans me like a cat.
Oh, you suck. Go to hell.
No more food.
Oh, my God.
Are you
God,
kidding
no
me?
More
come
food.
On. Come on.
We're going to throw up.
What is it now? I'll have one. I mean,
you know how much food we got in here?
Want to go have some, baby?
It's cooking good looking.
Oh, I heard that earlier. That
I got to find that cut.
That was awesome.
B-Rob.
What's cooking good looking?
Weren't you guys comparing whether he or intern Bobby Kernels could, who could get more numbers or something?
We should review what we've done.
Well, first of all, what was that? How do I find it? What was it called? Number game.
Number game. Rob something.
All right.
I'm here. So full.
Oh. I think this is it.
Hey, he's cooking good looking.
You sound
idiot.
So dumb and drunk.
Hey, he's cooking good looking.
Hey, he's cooking good looking.
Where was that?
Yeah, where were you, Rob?
Hell.
No.
No, that's where the woman was.
I was at either at PB Bar and Grill or Longboards. One of those random. Hey, he's cooking good looking.
You ignoramus.
That sounds so stupid.
Sometimes it works.
Look at his head, Clint.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I'm full and my hair is, when it's on my ears, it's hot.
Hey, did you ask Eddie the question about your hair?
Retard. Oh,
yeah, yes. I did. I'll get
it. What did he say? He said it was okay?
Yeah, I got this chick's phone number. You see, you should come down and fix up my hair. I'm so
have you been
full.
Drinking for crying out loud?
No, dude. I just ate a Kit Kat on top of a Reese's peanut butter cup after eating a steak and a bunch of macaroni and cheese. Woo.
You're a little distended?
Oh, yeah.
You big fat jerk. Let me tell you something about
this. Dude, I have not eaten this good since I couldn't even tell you when.
I know. I know you usually don't get this kind.
I'm going into hibernation after the show. I'm going to eat as much as I can. Sleep for like 3 days.
I haven't shaved since Monday. I do. That's going to be my new tradition on the 28-hour show. Let the beard grow out a little bit.
Do it.
That's right.
I don't think, from listening all day, you all, well, except for B-Rob there, you all sound fresh. Now, B-Rob, you sound like you are wasted.
I'm full.
But you guys sound like you're fine, but Mikey, man, you look so tired.
Oh, yeah, dude, I am.
And B-Rob looks tired. I'd even say that Ashley and intern Bobby Kernels in there are looking a little tired. But Eddie and Sean, you guys look, for some reason,
I'm
like
money
you're
right
fresh.
Now.
Well, and Sean's been napping throughout the day.
So to be honest with you,
you know, he, you know, there's a reason he looks so fresh.
Dude, that's Sean.
Sean, God dang it. What's your... Eddie, do you see what he just did? Did you see what he just did? Eddie.
I can't look, dude. I can't look.
He let it... Eddie, look at me, Eddie. He let it fall out of his mouth. You're such a dumb jerk. Now pick it up, Sean. Pick it up. Pick up what you just let roll out of your mouth.
Looks like a chihuahua just let loose. Oh,
sick a-hole.
Oh, you are terrible.
Oh, God.
We've had it on Food Network all day long. Did you?
Yeah.
We've had it on the Food Network all day long.
Man, the P1s that are coming in for the movies and Lost are going to be well-fed. We have so much food.
Yeah, they are. And now, Sky's friend Michelle, she just brought even more food. What'd she bring?
A huge thank you to Filippi's Pizza. They brought pizzas, antipasta salad, bread. I mean,
that's going to be good, though, about 4 o'clock
in
the morning.
Oh, dude, for the movies? Yeah. So thank you to Filippi's hooking it up here.
Where is she?
Oh, she's in there. You want her to come in here and say hi?
Say hi. Give a plug to the restaurants.
Michelle, will you come in here?
She's coming.
Give a plug to the restaurants, Michelle.
Poor thing hurt her back. So here's
What happened? What happened to your back?
I don't know. I was picking up my niece.
Aw. Hey, that was very, very sweet of you to bring that in. It's
you may
really
have
hurt
your back, but the front looks pretty good.
All right, Sean.
Thank you so much.
Sean.
Respect.
That is awesome.
That's my girl.
Do not talk about her breasts the moment she walks in. Anyway, Michelle, thank you very much. Would you like to give a plug to the restaurants and some of the locations and all that stuff?
Say something, girl.
We've got 12 locations throughout San Diego County. Make sure you visit Escondido, Poway, and Jamul.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, Jamul.
All right.
Come on.
Hey, Sky, let's do some news.
Okay.
You wanna?
Sure.
I'm starting to hit a little bit of a wall.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'll tell you why. Uh-oh. It's because I ate.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, after you eat, you go through that thing, and then it'll pick up a little bit better.
All right.
It'll pick up a little bit better.
You know what, dude?
Sean, that's not
Sean.
Just saying.
Was that even, was that really necessary to do to me?
Was there something wrong with what I just said?
You mean when you mocked me?
Oh, no.
I was just reiterating what you were saying.
I know, but it was very clear, very obvious when I said it.
I feel the same way.
That I, what I said didn't sound very intelligent. I understand that.
Oh.
So when you went on your last potty break, we never did get to talk about Charlize Theron and Halle Berry, if you want to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what's the deal with those two?
Well, what happened is, I guess Charlize Theron was doing an interview with a magazine, the New Yorker magazine, and they were asking her because, you know, she had just, you know, won the Oscar for Monster, her role in Monster. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they said, oh, so, you know, now is there all this pressure to pick really good roles after you won this Oscar, you know? And according to them, she was quoted as saying that there is pressure finding good roles, quote, note to self, do not become Halle Berry. Because I guess Berry won her...
For Monster's Ball?
Monster's Ball. She then went on to do, like, Catwoman. And a whole bunch of, you know, flops. So, I guess, you know, obviously this got back to Halle Berry and...
You know what? What did Charlize Theron say that was wrong? I'll tell you what. Now, here's the deal. And Eddie, you back me up on this one.
Well, can't he have a choice?
If Halle Berry had appeared in some a string of blockbusters after her Oscar, I think that'd be pretty out of line of Charlize Theron. Truth is, I think she's making kind of an accurate statement.
Well, I mean, there's no question she's making an accurate statement. It's no doubt insulting.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I think from Halle Berry's standpoint, I mean, nobody wants to be pointed out to be made a mistake, her mistakes pointed out.
Yeah.
So what did she say, Scott?
Oh, well, so, you know, got back to Halle Berry, and then, you know, like, of course, Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight and all those shows
extra,
are like...
Extra!
Yeah, are like stirring it up, going, oh, did you hear what Charlize Theron said about you and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, Charlize got word that Halle was upset and said she was going to apologize and send flowers.
And will Catwoman be involved in a cat fight as Charlize Theron throws the first barbs out?
Yeah, and then so Access Hollywood, of course, then goes to Halle Berry and said, oh, well, did you receive the flowers and apology from Charlize? And Halle Berry says, no, I didn't, but, you know, I didn't really think she was going to send him anyways. I never believe, you know, what people say to the press.
Charlize Theron makes monstrous comments about Halle Berry.
Oh, goodness. So, as of yet, I guess it's still unresolved. Yep. Well, scandalous.
Ashley, how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Pretty yeah? sure?
Pretty sure. I'm feeling
pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
I hadn't checked in with you.
Hi.
Eventually, you keep working real hard. You're going to have your own show.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh.
It's my goal.
Is your goal to have your own morning show?
Yeah, my big goal is to have a morning show where I co-host.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow.
You mean like the Mikey and Ashley show?
Yeah, something clever like that.
Yeah. What about just the Ashley show?
Yeah, that's catchy.
No. I like that too. Huh?
Like my best ofs on Saturday. It's pretty much
your
pretty much
best ofs?
Well, it's pretty much the Ashley show.
Excuse me?
Pretty much.
Why haven't they started calling it the Ashley show?
Well, I don't know why specifically, but I do know that it's catchy and it sounds good. And that's kind of my mentality when I get in there. I'm just like, yeah, it's Ashley's show. It's me. Let's go.
Eddie, I can tell that bothers
you. It absolutely does.
What? Why is it?
Well, it's our show.
Yeah, that's right.
The Mikey show. It's the best of the Mikey show.
Yeah, that's right, Ashley.
That I put together.
Yeah, that Eddie puts together.
And then all she does is go in and host it.
Yeah,
all
you do
is
even
put it together.
No, all you do is go in there and host it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I host it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she wants to call it the Ashley show?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think so.
Ashley, I will give you... Where are we? We're in hour number 13 and a half. I will give you time to do your own show right now.
No.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Do I get to use the big mic to you? Oh.
Sorry, I had to sneeze. Yeah, I'll do that.
Do I get to use the
big
mic?
We have anything else we have to do, Eddie?
No.
No. This is
wait,
please.
So does that mean I get to sit in your seat and you sit in my seat?
No, you stay there.
Oh, crap. I thought I did.
I mean, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Really?
Yeah, if you think you could do it.
I absolutely would love to do it.
The Ashley Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have enough stuff in there right now that you could bring up on your little thing and, like, play little piece of music if you need it or stuff like that?
Well, I can't play anything from my studio, but there's not... I don't necessarily have anything that I could play.
No, what I meant by that was, like, do you want music beds? Do you want... I don't know. Well, it's the Ashley Show.
How about this? You could be my producer, okay?
Oh.
And when I cue to you...
Man.
Boom, boom. Then you can go ahead and fire up any element that I need to produce my show.
Well, that's fine. I just don't know what elements you need.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. It's up to you. You can do whatever you want.
Really?
What do we do? What do we do? Just go, all right, Ashley?
Yeah?
Let's pretend I'm getting off the air. You're coming on the air.
Okay.
And you're going to be taking over as the Ashley Show. So, hey, listen, thanks for tuning in to the Mikey Show. We'll catch you again next time. But, you know, in the meantime, Ashley's going to take over. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ashley Show.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ashley Show. I'd like to start off, Mikey, you can go ahead as being the producer.
Right, go ahead.
Use initiative. It's what I like to call proactive.
Okay.
So you feel something, you're feeling rhythm with something that might sound good with what I'm doing,
yeah.
You go with it.
So you want me to, now, does that mean you want me to play like little music beds or you want me to do, you want me to talk?
All right, I'll try this again.
Yeah, you've got to lead me.
Yeah, I just want you to, I mean, it's a radio thing. I want you to feel your instinct and just go with it, okay?
Okay.
So you just, if you feel like, you know what, this music would sound real good with Ashley doing her show.
You got it.
And you pump it up.
All right.
I'm all about your energy. You're my producer.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
So I'll go ahead and start off by designating roles.
Oh, okay.
Boston Rob?
Yo.
Where you at, brother?
I'm right here.
Why don't you go ahead and be my sportsman?
No, I can do that.
What?
Okay. Now, Boston Rob, I don't know if you're prepared or not, but I do know you always know facts about sports. So we'll go ahead and we're going to do a sports report with Boston Rob, who's my sports guy.
Wow, that's insulting, Eddie.
Yeah,
go ahead. Eddie, you're fine right there. Go ahead, B-Rob. Let's get a little sportsy with you.
All right. Well, this Sunday we got a big game coming up. It's going to be the Patriots taking on the Colts. And as everybody knows, Peyton Manning doesn't have the greatest luck. He's 0-7 in Foxborough. Also on the sports tip, the Celtics beat the Knicks tonight 114-100. And Theo Epstein came out and cited personal reasons for leaving the Sox. And that's your sports moment with me, B-Rob.
Uh-oh.
All Boston.
Well, I didn't
area
really know
sports.
Any of that.
Well,
meant.
You wanted me to do sports, right?
I don't know. Were the Celtics? Is that basketball?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, we got
and
the
I
basketball.
I believe the Bruins lost tonight.
And the Bruins are who?
That's the hockey team.
Thank you, Boston Rob. That was the sports report. I'm going to go ahead and move on to another segment. Do I do another segment?
You can do whatever you want. It's the Ashley Show. I'm enjoying it so far.
Okay.
You are?
Well.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Ashley. Well, let's do, I would like to do, if I would have my own show, one thing that I think is really good
right.
is
well,
like
this
a.
This is your show. Well, I thought the show was live on the air right now.
Yeah, you're live. Yeah,
you I'm just speaking futurologically. If you were. Okay, we're going to play a game.
Oh, goodness.
Go ahead.
We're going to play a game that's called Ask Ashley Anything.
Okay.
AAA.
Oh,
for
no.
short. You can just call it for short if you want.
Oh.
Now, Bobby right here, he's my main man. He's kind of like my little sidekick.
Okay.
Co-host?
Okay, he's kind of my co-host.
Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby.
Your arch enemy.
Intern Bobby Kernels.
You're fine right there. Okay. And so
you're more fire, dude.
That's she fun. Just said he's fine right there.
So, Bobby. Uh-oh. Hey, Bobby's right here, by the way.
How you doing?
All right. So, what we're going to do is it's called Ask Ashley Anything
horrible.
or And what it is 570-1053 P1 listeners. You want to go ahead and call me up, and it's like a love line thingamajig, but it's us. And Bobby's Dr. Drew, and I'm
That's
Adam Carolla.
Show.
Yeah, on
hey.
Another
hey.
Company, yeah. on another station.
Oh, God.
It's a knockoff.
Yeah, you know, the Infinity Station, you know, the one we compete against. Anyway.
Like the Howard Stern Show,
yeah,
you know.
Really anyway. Great. Okay, so you're going to be Baba Booey, all right? And
awesome.
Guy, you be Robin.
Okay.
No, this is better version, though.
Okay.
Oh, well then.
But you can call up and all, let's be serious. In all seriousness, if you want to call it 571-0453.
And they just ask you questions?
Well, if you have a question, since it is hump day, we're going to go ahead and make it like a sexual segment.
Come on.
If you have any questions regarding like any problems or if you need advice involving anything with your sexuality, with sex, with, you know, developing, something like that, any type of questions, you can just come to me and ask. And then if I don't know, then Dr. Drew, a.k.a. Bobby, will look it up on the internet and he'll find out the answer because he's my doctor. That's okay. What I would like to play.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And Boston Rob, who's also my sports guy, is also my phone screener.
Okay, so he's screening calls for you right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, we don't have any yet. I'm your producer.
Okay.
We don't have any calls yet, but they're, you know, I mean, the phones are ringing.
Yeah, I know.
So we're waiting for, you know, people to call in right now, and then we're going to take some calls.
Okay. And also, since it is called Ask Ashley Anything.
Look at
Anything,
Sean. He's got his head buried in his hand.
Since it is called Ask Ashley Anything, you can ask about anything you want. I just am saying because it is hump day, then
hump day doesn't mean sex.
Well, but I'm professional when it comes to talking about, you know, I like to openly talk about
we do
stuff.
Have a phone call.
Go ahead.
Good. We do have a phone call coming in. And this is P1 Steve. Are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Hey, Ashley, it's P1 Steve. Hey, I just wanted to know, I mean, with the trouble you have on the Mikey show with the words and everything else like that, how hard was it for you in high school to graduate?
Austin Rob, why did you let this call through? You're supposed to be screening.
Yeah, that's the first call that we took.
High school was not very hard for me. I actually got through pretty well, and I was in honors classes, and I had a 3.17 GPA and 1070 SATs.
I wish I could know what's happening in Sean's mind.
And it was no big deal. It was something I got through very easily. Next call.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Of my producer?
La 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 la.
Please
la,
do.
La la la.
How long
la,
would we
la,
let
la.
The Ashley show go on?
Can I kill myself right now?
Let's take another call.
Oh, yes, no. Another call, please.
Ashley, I'll hit the line and you take over. You
That's
ready?
Great.
And
thank you, producer.
Cute.
Ashley show, hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is A1 Brian. I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, go right ahead.
When was the last time you got laid?
Oh, hello. Well, I got laid not today, but a week ago.
Okay,
so last
great.
Tuesday.
Well, listen, the Ashley show
let's keep on going
was
here.
Really uh-huh. great.
And,
listen, I'm going to give you an A for effort. I think that the Ashley show sounded absolutely, yes. Showed a lot of promise.
You're listening to?
Huh?
Yeah, that's
now.
Right, yeah.
And we can
I think you showed a lot of promise there, Ashley. And we don't have any more calls that are screened right now, but I'll tell you what, kid, you keep working on that.
Don't worry, I've got another thing planned.
All right.
Oh, no.
Let's go ahead and move on to what I like to call respect your elders.